The pastor of St. Paul's Church was ill one Sunday morning, so a substitute preacher was called in to fill in for him. And in his opening remarks, the preacher said, "You know, a substitute preacher is like a piece of cardboard in a broken window. He fills the space, but after all, he's not the real glass." After the service, a lady approached the preacher, trying to pay him a compliment, and said, "You weren't a replacement after all. You were a real pain." Now, compliments like that give us an opportunity to forgive. And that's what today's gospel is all about. Take a look at Matthew chapter 18 if you have your missalettes. It's a very powerful passage, especially in the light of September 11th and how we deal with the emotions of that terrible tragedy, the atrocity that was inflicted upon, obviously, the Pentagon and New York City and Pennsylvania. So we remember, of course, today those who died in the attacks. We remember to pray for their happy repose of their souls and for the comfort of their families. And of course, forgiveness does not mean we don't hold people accountable or that we don't defend ourselves. But the Lord gives us a message today that I think can help us in our spiritual life, that we, in our hearts, need to be forgiving people for spiritual healing that the Lord wants to give us. So sometimes the passages in scriptures are difficult, especially today's gospel. As Mark Twain said, "Most people are bothered by those passages of scripture that they do not understand." He says, "But the passages that bother me are those I do understand." So today we look at forgiveness, and St. Peter approaches the Lord and says, "If my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive him? As many as seven times?" See, St. Peter is being very generous, very magnanimous, because in those days the rabbis thought, well, if you forgave somebody one time, two times, three times, that was enough. You only had to forgive somebody three times. Peter takes it the extra mile and says, "No, I'm willing to forgive seven times." What does Jesus say? He says, "Peter, I say to you, not seven times, but 77 times." The original language could either be translated as 70 times seven times or 77 times. Either way, Jesus is saying it has to be unlimited. We can't put a limit on the forgiveness that we're willing to give. So then the Lord gives us a parable. Again, it's a very wonderful parable, but also, I think, very sobering, too, when you listen to the words of this parable. It has to do with a king, and he had many people that owed him money, and one debtor was brought in who owed him a huge amount, okay, a huge amount. If you look at the original language of the New Testament Greek, the huge amount is 10,000 talents. 10,000 talents. Well, how much was a talent? A talent was equivalent to 6,000 denarius. A denarius was a day's wage. It was a silver coin. If you worked in the field and spent the whole day working, you would get a denarius. That was a day's wage. A talent was 6,000 days' wages, which would be working for 15 years to equal one talent. How much did this guy owe the king? 10,000 talents. It's astronomical. You can't even imagine that. Today it would be millions and millions of dollars. Perhaps let's say it's $20 million. Well, that's how much this man owed the king. It says since he had no way of paying it back, the king ordered him to be sold with his wife, his children, his property, in payment of the debt. Well, the servant fell to his knees and begged him, "Please be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full." Of course, that was not possible. It was not humanly possible to pay that back. But it says the king was moved with compassion, with pity. It says he forgave the entire debt, the entire loan was forgiven. Isn't that incredible? This astronomical sum of 10,000 talents, 60,000 denarius, that's 60,000 days of hard labor, forgiven just like that. You would think that this fellow would be grateful. You think it would have made an impression on him that he would be so relieved and so thankful that he would be filled with mercy as well. Instead, it says he walks out the door and comes across somebody who owed him, it says here in Scripture, a small amount. The original language is 100 denarius, 100 days' wages, which is basically $20, is what this person owed him. And it says he began to choke him and say, "Give me what you owe me." And this fellow also begs him and falls to his knees and says, "Be patient with me, I'll pay you back." Exactly what he had said to the king. Even though this was possible to pay back, this was only 100 denarius compared to 10,000 talents. He refused to listen. He was so filled with self-righteousness and anger, he threw this fellow in prison until he paid back the whole $20, the 100 denarius. Well, the word got back to the king. So the king calls the first guy back and said, "You wicked servant, I forgave you that entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you?" So since the Lord was merciful to us, shouldn't we be merciful towards others? That's how we apply this to our life. The king, of course, is God. We're that first servant that the Lord has forgiven our debt through baptism, through confession. He's forgiven our sins. We should always remember that. Why should we forgive others? Because think of how much God has forgiven us. That's the reason why we need to be merciful and compassionate towards others, because of how much God has forgiven us. So he says, "Should not you have been merciful towards your fellow servant?" Then in anger, it said, he handed him over to the torturers until he would pay back the whole debt, which of course could never happen, because there's no way to pay back that kind of debt. It's an eternal debt. And that's what happens when we have our sins forgiven. We have our eternal debt absolved when we repent of our sins and confess them. "So will my heavenly Father do to you unless each of you forgives your brother from your heart." So that's the closing sentence of today's gospel. Jesus says, "So will my heavenly Father do to you, to each of us, unless each of us forgives our brother from our heart." So why should we forgive? Because God has forgiven us. He's forgiven us that debt of 10,000 talents, and yet other people offend us by owing us 100 denarius. And what do we do about that? We have to realize and be grateful for what the Lord has done in our life so we can then be merciful towards others. In fact, that first reading said the same thing. Forgive your neighbor's injustice so that when you pray, your own sins will be forgiven. These readings tie in so perfectly together. Could anyone nourish anger against another and expect healing from the Lord? Could anyone refuse mercy to another like himself? Can he seek pardon for his own sins? So again, this reminds us that in the Our Father, we pray, "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us." The key word in the Our Father is one of the shortest words. It is "as." Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. So why should we forgive? Well, because God has forgiven us and we want God to be merciful towards us. We set the standard. We're saying, "Father, forgive us our sins as we forgive those who trespass against us." And that's why we should forgive. You first forgive your parents, your spouse, your children, your co-workers, your neighbors. As Christians, we have to be loving and forgiving people. And if we do that, then the Lord will give us that peace for which we yearn.